Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hello, everyone. It's Nick Hopwood here, hosting Health Yields Wealth 2.0 podcast. Now, some of you attended our Health Yields Wealth event in 2016, or perhaps you listened to the live recording of the event on the podcast. It's where we talked about exercising, movement, good habits, cleansing, and yes, detox. The key word here is that we talked. We had a panel with Ben Knapp from Power Performance Gym and Inflow Wellness. He was also a guest on one of our earlier podcasts. Also joining us at the original Health Yields Wealth was Coach Callie Bradford of Go Smoothies. And finally, Dr. Stacy Ford from First Choice Chiropractic / First Choice Wellness. This entire presentation was recorded as a podcast episode and can be found in Podbean under Health Yields Wealth Detox for Life. Now, for Health Yields Wealth 2.0, Dr. Stacy will be back with us, and she is hosting at her office, and she'll be our featured speaker. And instead of just talking about cleansing and detox, we're going to be going to be walking the walk and actually doing the detox as a group. So I'm super excited about this, but I want to provide a little bit of background for you. Once or twice per year for the past 5 years or so, I've been doing the 21-day cleanse detox as recommended by Dr. Stacy. And actually, in January of 17, Patty and I did it together, and we both had a lot of success. And she's going to be doing it again this year, I hope. So Dr. Stacy recommended that the program as a result of my annual blood work that I had done. She was coordinating with my other naturopathic medical doctor, and they came up with a plan that was strongly recommended to help lower my hsCRP and homocysteine levels. These are two markers that are cardiac markers, and when they're elevated together, it's bad news, which is what I had. So have you ever heard of someone who passed away from a massive heart attack and they're young, like age 40, and you thought to yourself, wow, I just met him last week and he looked great. And how could this happen that he's now gone? People say, yeah, it's crazy, there's no warning. But the thing is, there are warnings. And one of them is when you have the elevated hsCRP and elevated homocysteine at the same time. It's like a red flashing light. So when I was 33 and I got this news, I was highly motivated to take action. So I followed the advice. I did all the things that they recommended, and I had my blood work done again, and everything was looking good. So I know for a fact that these types of programs work. Not only do they make you feel better, but you know the blood work shows the results as well. So my philosophy on life is when your doctor strongly recommends you do something, you got to do it. It's what you do. And I can kind of parallel that. I think as your financial planner, as your financial doctor, when I strongly recommend something, you should do the same. Problem is, I see people not listening to their medical doctor every day. I see people not listening to their certified financial planner as well. The struggle is real. So the cleanse itself is not that hard. It's just the idea of the cleanse that's difficult. The anticipation is what causes the anxiety. Basically, we're back to eating real food. Cut out the carbs, cut out the sugar. No food that comes out of a box, no food that comes out of a can, no alcohol, no caffeine, no dairy, no nuts, and no meat for the first 10 days. I usually start each morning with a vitamin protein powder shake first thing, and then another vitamin protein powder shake for lunch with some veggies. Maybe I'll bring some carrots or some sliced up vegetables to work. And then for dinner, a huge platter of veggies and some fruit. So when I mean a huge platter of veggies, I'm talking about more vegetables than you've ever eaten because you're hungry. But you get used to it. And after 10 days, you can include certain meats for dinner. So meat is only eligible in day 11, though. So along the way, there's a lot of pills that you take, a lot of supplemental pills in the morning, at lunchtime, and at night. And I always remind myself of the scene in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey, where he's feeding the guy the rat poison pills, and he's saying, pills are good, pills are good. So you're taking a lot of pills, and for some reason, that doesn't bother me, but other people, they don't like it. But if we can just choke down these pills for 21 days, you're going to be in good shape. So after 21 days, your cravings are gone. You have a tremendous amount of energy. And I should say, actually, probably by day 7, your cravings are gone. You have a tremendous amount of energy. You feel great. Your body's flushed out. You're losing weight. Actually, the last time, I dropped 17 pounds in 21 days. And that's probably not normal for most people. The first few pounds of that is water weight. But what's most surprising is not, the weight that you can lose, but it's how many healthy, fantastic vegetable recipes that you can actually fall in love with and how shockingly satisfying that food can be. And what I mean is, after you eat a huge platter full of roasted broccoli with some salt and pepper and some lemon juice, later on that night, you don't feel the craving to eat, Doritos or Cheez-Its or ice cream. You're just satisfied. So I'd love for you to join us. It's going to be January 11th. We'll be at Dr. Stacy Ford's office in Northville. We're going to be learning more about the program and all the details. And one of the great things is that the cost of the program will be 50% of the standard price because Peak is sponsoring the program. So we're going to go through the 21 days together. We've even set up a closed Facebook group so we can all complain and share recipes together. So we hope to have you at the event, Health Yields Wealth 2.0, and we'd love for you to participate in the detox. Now, if you have over $500,000 in your portfolio and you'd like to learn more about what we do, how we do it, and why we do it, check out our info on peakwm.com. where you can sign up for our email list and also learn how to apply for an appointment. Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.